Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
On this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, it's a real privilege for me to have a special guest who's come all the way from Zambia to meet with us here in the studio. I'm sitting with Dr. Conrad Mbewe. He's the founding chancellor and the director of advancement of the African Christian University in Zambia. Now, he's also known as Shikulu Ntaswila, and I would love it, Dr. Mbewe, if you would just take a moment to let us know about this other name that you are known as.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, the name simply means grandfather of Ntaswila. In our African context, when you marry, people start referring to you as husband of so-and-so. When you have your first child, they start referring to you as father of so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And then when you have your first grandchild, you now start being called grandfather of so-and-so within the wider community. So I'm grandfather of Ntaswila, and the African phrase is Shikulu Ntaswila.
So if you would like to email Dr. Mbewe, if you call him Shikulu Ntaswila, he will certainly answer that email, and you'll get right through. Well, you're also known as the Spurgeon of Africa.
And I blush a lot.
And I know that that's not something you call yourself, so let's establish that first. But as you think about Spurgeon and his influence, just let's talk about that for a little bit. Tell us about why Charles Haddon Spurgeon matters.
Yeah, when I first became a Christian, within, I think, the first year or two, actually within the first year, I stumbled across Spurgeon in the many readings that I was devouring in those days. And one book that I came across is written by Ian Murray, entitled The Forgotten Spurgeon. At that time, I was thinking that all it meant was the Spurgeon that people needed to remember. I didn't realize he was bringing out the doctrinal aspect of Spurgeon's ministry. And that book impacted me quite a lot. And I would really say that what I learned from that book is what still makes Spurgeon relevant even today within the wider context of the world, and even so in Africa. Because we have a context which tends to be doctrinal-less. And it results in not just a lot of wildfires in terms of people thinking they are Christians when they are not, and therefore the church going off into a nominal direction, but also in terms of the wildfires related to what I call the African import of the health and wealth gospel, the prosperity gospel, the charismatic movement in its extreme form. I honestly think that recognizing the emphasis in the Bible of truth, doctrinal truth, would save the Christian church worldwide, and especially in Africa, from a lot of headaches and nightmares because of the tragic growth of all the other poisonous teachings that are infesting the Christian church.
You know, this is a subject that means a lot to us here at 5 Minutes in Church History, and that's the relevance of church history in church life and the Christian life today. And I can think of no better model than Spurgeon. And as you spoke of that book by Ian Murray, we're just reminded how easy it is for the church in any land to be led astray and to have false teaching come in, and how important it is for us to guard that good deposit of faith. Well, I am looking forward to having you back. In fact, we might have you back next week to talk even more about some books and impacts and influences on you. And so thank you for your time, and I look forward to having you back with us.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to a conversation I'm having with Dr. Conrad Mbewe, and I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History.